Diagnosing crops from above, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Ashwin Madgavkar is the CEO of Ceres Imaging, an imaging company that takes all kinds of images of crops for farmers. Typically, this kind of service uses drones, but not Ceres. I asked their CEO why not.
General philosophy is it's not the drone that's important, it's the data. So we're really agnostic to flying platform. We actually started out as a drone company, but what we quickly realized is that drones are a great tool, but just not an efficient way to cover a large area. So a drone can typically fly for minutes at hundreds of feet. Then on the other hand, a plane can fly at thousands of feet for hours. So we're able to cover tens of thousands of acres in a single plane flight and really hundreds of acres in a drone flight. So in the future, when drones are more prevalent, when regulation catches up, I think that we plan to start using drones at some point. But right now, there's a lot of planes that are out there. There's a lot of Cessna pilots that we can hire by the hour. So it's just a far more efficient way for us to cover our ground and capture data. And yeah, as I mentioned, the real important thing is the sensor, the analytics, the science and crop modeling to make the data actionable.
Ceres Imaging, Ceres, C-E-I. RES takes their images using multiple cameras. Each camera captures data from a different part of the light spectrum, ranging from the visible to far infrared wavelength. They can take up to 6 different wavelengths of the light spectrum at once. And of course, the images tell farmers about irrigation, pests, and plant nutrition.
David Sparks.